They say, I have been here. You know what is amazing for me? You and the Chilean time, we have the same hour, the same time. So here it is. I can see very well. 11 or... Okay. At this same time, the service is taking place in La Serena where I preach. And this is amazing for me. And we are doing the same that you do here. The lesson this morning is on a topic I have prepared with you. It's called A Great Day is Coming. A Great Day is Coming. It's based in the Lord's Day. It's based in the appointment that we will have one day in the presence of our God. The Bible says in John 5, and verse 28 and 29, do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. Also, in 1 Thessalonians, the Apostle Paul in chapter 4 and verse 16, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. Because, number one, I want to say that day it is appointed. According to Hebrews 9:27, and as it is appointed for man to die once, but after this, the judgment. According to this verse, all we are going to face death. But some will die in sin. We can choose the way we die. According to Jesus Christ, John 8 and verse 24, therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins. This is what Jesus Christ said to the Jews. Many people will die in sins. If you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. For that reason I said, you can choose the way you die. You can die in your sins, or you can die in Christ. But it's your choice. But that is not all. You will have an appointment. That is the Hebrew writer said. And as it is appointed for man to die once, but after this, the judgment. You will have an appointment there. In the book of Acts 17, verse 30 and 31, on Mars Hill, Paul preached, and the times of this ignorance God winked at But now command all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man who he has ordained. So it's an appointment. It is appointed. Number two, it is universal. All will be there. Matthew 25:32, the Bible says, and before him shall be gathered all nations. Paul penned in 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. We must. It is a must day. John wrote in Revelation 20:12, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the dead were judged. So, it's a universal. Oh, we are going to be there. We all be judged individually. In Romans 14:12, the Bible said, so then every one of us shall give account of him to God. Everyone. It is individual in nature. It is also written in 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. And Solomon also, in Ecclesiastes 12:14, he said, for God shall bring every word into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Wow. It's this kind of judgment is what you will be. You will be there. It is individual. Matthew 16:27, the Lord says, for the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each, the Bible says, each according to his works, is individually. Will be all be judged individually according to your works. Once more, Revelation 20:13, John wrote, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell Hades delivered the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according, the Bible said in Revelation 20:13, according to their works. Once more, let's go to Matthew 12:32. Chapter 12, verse 36. But I say to you that for every ill word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. You see? Every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. Another one, Matthew 10, verse 26. Therefore do not fear them, For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. So we will give an account individually of all we have done, why we were in this body. Some people say this life is all. That's not true. We have this physical appearance, but that is not all. We have a soul. And when you're going to die, you will separate from your body. And you will give them an account under the presence of God, as we read in Hebrew chapter 9, 27. It is appointed for men to die, but after this, the judgment. So, the person who said, "Oh, thank God, he rests," that's no truth. One day, if he die in Christ, I say yes. But what happens if someone died without Christ? He or she is not going to rest. Because every one of us, we will be under the presence of God one of these days. And we will have to give an account of our deeds. Number 5. Christ will be the judge. Matthew 25, 31 and 32, the Bible said, "And before him shall be gathered all nations." Before him shall gathered all nations. And John 5:22, the Bible said, "For the Father judge no man, but has committed all judgment unto the Son." In John 5:30, Jesus said, "I judge, and my judgment is just." So we can trust in him, because as John 5:30, "My judgment is just." 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must appear before the judgment seat of Christ." Paul told the Romans in Romans 2:16, "In the day when God shall judge the secrets of man by Jesus Christ." Some people keep some secrets that we don't know. No secret for God. No secret for him. That day, as is written in 2 Timothy 4:1, 2 Timothy 4:1, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, and his appearing in his kingdom." He will be our judge. Now is our Savior. Now you can be saved. In him you can be saved. In Christ you can receive all the blessings of the Lord. He paid with his blood a great redemption for us, to save us, to give us eternal life. But it depends on you to believe or not. Jesus said, Mark 26 and 26. This is what Jesus said. How you can be saved. Mark 16:16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. So this is an option for you. You can be saved. Obeying what God is saying in His Word. You can have the opportunity to have a new life. So when you appear in the presence of Him, you be ready. Number six. We are going to be judged by the Bible. Not by the Book of Mormon. Not by the writings of many Pentecostal pastors. You will be judged by this book. So if you don't know this book very well, I don't know what's going to happen to you. We are not going to be judged by what we thought, the teachings of men, but by the Word of God. Those living this side of the cross will be judged by the gospel. That is so important, the gospel is. The gospel is the power of God for salvation. But this salvation is an option that God has given to you. You have to accept this. If you believe in the gospel, you're going to be saved. You know what Paul says in Ephesians 1 and verse 13, talking how the Ephesians were saved. In Him, he said, you also trusted after you heard the word of truth. What is the word of truth? The gospel of our salvation. In whom also, having believed you, were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. There's a message. Jesus is important, but His message is important too. He has word that you can be saved. Now, you can be saved. You have to take a decision. Because the Bible and His word are going to judge you one day. John 12:48. The Bible said there, John 48. But he who did not know yet committed things deserving of stripes shall be beaten with few. For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required. And to whom much has been committed in him, they will ask the more. Well, this is not really the text I would say something to you. This is my first time in my life. I am with this Bible. So, I know in John 12, is the passage I want to share with you. It has to be that the word of Jesus will judge in the last day. I know that you know that where it is. It's hard to me to take it immediately, but if someone can help me, John 12. I will really appreciate it in this moment.
Verse 48.
Oh. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judged him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. Thank you, sir. You're going to be judged. But the teachings of Jesus Christ, so you must know it, for to be well prepared for that day. Because that day, it will be a day of separation, according to Jesus Christ. Matthew 25:31-33, the Bible says, when the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And there is something that is going to happen. Some people said that this verse, it's talking about when Jesus Christ is coming, He will reign in this earth for 1,000 years. No, that this verse doesn't say this. This verse says when the Son of Man shall come to verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, He will sit on the throne of His glory. And 32 said, all the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate them one from another, as the shepherd divides his sheep from the goats, and He will set the sheep on His right and the goats on the left. It's a separation day. It means that there is one way or the another. There is not a way in the middle. There is no a gray. It's or you are on the right side, or you are going to be in the left side. So you have to choose in what side you're going to be. You have to take a decision. Because will be two destinations, and there is one final destiny, and the final destiny for all men will be decided at the judgment. And judgment day will be the reading of the verdict. Matthew 25:46. And this will go away into everlasting punishment, and the righteous into eternal life. Verse 34, then the king will say to those on his right hand, come you blessed, O my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. But I want you to read 41. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire, prepare for the devil and his angels. What side are you? Are you ready? Are you ready to obey? Are you faithful? Are you served? Are you suffer for him? I don't know. You have to answer that way. But this morning, you have the great opportunity to be saved. The gospel is the power of God for salvation. The door is open this morning to you. I came from 6,000 miles away to say you this morning that you can be saved if you believe and you are in Christ, baptizing, to be baptized for the remission of sins. There is no other way that you can be prepared. If you die in your sins, you will be eternal condemnation to your soul. I hope you think in this.